From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. California's huge budget deficit has inspired some creative thinking. One Democratic lawmaker has this solution: tax adult entertainment. In California, the porn industry is big business. And Tamara Keith of member station KQED has this story on the proposal, which could bring in millions of dollars a year.
Blonde and stacked, Caden Cross is an up-and-coming porn star. In one of her most recent films, she plays a sheriff's deputy in a small southern town.
You are under arrest.
Caden, what are you doing? Put the gun down.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be held against you in a court of law.
Of course, this dramatic moment, one of the few pieces of dialogue in the whole movie, isn't what people pay to see when they buy a Caden Cross film.
I do hardcore boy-girl scenes.
Cross doesn't understand why Democratic Assemblyman Charles Calderon is picking on her industry. Under a bill he's introduced, every time someone in the state buys one of Cross's films, they'll pay a 25% tax. The studio that produces the films would pay a further 25% on their profits. Strip clubs and other forms of adult entertainment would also be taxed. Cross doesn't like it.
There's also just the principle of the thing, the fact that they're taxing us, our industry, and not the entertainment industry as a whole, or not something broader. They're really targeting us.
Assemblyman Calderon says this is just like taxing cigarettes or alcohol, and he has no interest in driving the industry out of state. As he sees it, this tax only makes sense because the industry is a drain on government resources.
We are not only the birthplace of pornography, we are the capital. You know, I'm not moralizing about that. I don't care. I mean, it is what it is, and it is having an impact on society, and those impacts are generating cost to the state.
Revenues from the tax would go to a special fund to offset costs that result from adult entertainment. Calderon says those costs are wide-ranging.
Criminal activity surrounding adult entertainment venues like strip bars and arcades, the administration of justice, the control and treatment of sexually transmitted diseases, mental health services, child protective services, public assistance, and education.
Calderon estimates the tax could raise as much as $600 million a year. The bill has the support of the LA County Sheriff's Department and unions like the California Teachers Association and Service Employees International. But Matt Gray, a lobbyist fighting the tax, says there's no hard evidence adult entertainment is even costing the state money. He says this tax proposal comes at a bad time for California's more than $4 billion adult entertainment industry. It's grappling with internet piracy and increasing competition.
There's no way that California could compete against the global market with an extra 25% tax or even an extra 8 or 10% tax.
At the moment, the bill doesn't have enough support in the legislature to make it to the governor's desk. But Calderon hopes the budget crisis will force the issue.
If, in fact, Republicans decide to go back on their blood oath not to vote for any taxes or revenue-raising measures, what kind of a bill would they vote for? I think this is the bill, a kind of bill that they would vote for.
For now, Assembly Republicans remain opposed to all tax increases. And from their perspective, imposing a tax on a disfavored group of retailers is unfair. An unlikely alliance, but when it comes to taxes, it seems pornographers and strippers have Republicans in their corner. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Sacramento.